How's everybody doing? It's the 23rd day of January here in Metro Manila. What an amazing start to the year. So first day of 2022, I got COVID. I tested positive 3 days later, but I knew it was COVID. And it's pretty amazing what happened the first month of this year, where we were all, you know, a lot of people were celebrating the new years, and you know, this year is going to be perhaps the year that this virus ends and stuff like that. I mean, we were just all hopeful, a lot of us were, and it was so exciting. I mean, that's literally my experience. It was so exciting to finally get this virus that I was able to dodge for 2 years and pretty much recover from it in just a few days. I'm very grateful for my strong immune system. I mean, I practically walk outside in the sun every day, minimum 30 minutes. I'm pretty much predominantly plant-based with my diet. I typically have, or rather generally have, a low level of stress every day. So I think that was all helpful, plus my positive mindset as well. So, the most difficult part was day one, where I experienced severe headache. And that was the worst part, really. But I also had chills, low-grade fever, thank God for that. And it was just body pains. And I think I felt that I lost the headache on the second day. That's the second day of January. And I still, however, had the body pains, just walking down. I have to go walk down to use the bathroom here, and going back up. It was painful. On the third day, I got leg cramps that were really pretty bad, and it stayed painful for I don't know, maybe another 2 days. And I've looked at other groups that I'm a member of, and a lot of people were actually putting down nausea as a symptom of their COVID experience, as well as some people cramping as well. So yeah, for different people, different symptoms. I also developed a bit of phlegm and cough on, I think it was day 4 or day 5. I was coughing just a little bit. It was irritating, but not, maybe out of 10, it was like a 3. So anyway, what did I do? I took a lot of liquids. I drank green tea. My doctor said, you know, like, drink warm drinks. I hydrated really well, so lots of water. I also had turmeric with black pepper. I also had ginger with honey. I took raw honey, organic honey, and that helped me, I think, with the healing and restoration of my body. So yeah, it was pretty much day one was like the most difficult. I felt off already New Year's Eve from a trip that I went on. Like the moment that I got home, I still got to drive home. I was okay driving home, but the moment that I got home, I'm like, wow, I just feel, I don't know, like off. So went straight up, and unfortunately New Year's Eve here, it is very noisy. I couldn't sleep. I was in bed by, I think, 8:30, and until like till after 12 o'clock I couldn't sleep because there were fireworks going off. So that was a challenge, being sick New Year's Eve. But yeah, looking back, I'm grateful for immunity, again, based on the data and the research that I've seen, the natural immunity that I've gained. I'm not reckless. I've been very, very careful the past 2 years with all the protocols to stay safe and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, this whatever variant, if that's what it is pretty interesting. So I'm over that. I think one major breakthrough for me starting this year was sharing about a major theme that I share in all my podcasts and my broadcasts is about gratitude. And I was so grateful, like, starting this year off. I mean, literally, like, even when I was sick, And I just realized this is something that I think for so many people, they still struggle with, like finding gratitude when I'm not okay. Finding gratitude when I'm, you know, I'm going through like a personal struggle, whatever that may be. I'm not saying to necessarily to be happy when you're struggling, but I am saying to be able to find peace and know that everything is okay. Like deep down in your spirit, you just feel like, hey, this is okay. And this is fine. And you're literally smiling on the inside. Because you just know like it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. So that's pretty much the theme that I have this year. Understanding that, well, I have big faith in God. And I believe that there is an energy of good in life. And if you just align to that energy of good, and I this is in my experience, I call this energy good or God. And I feel like God is always helping to shift us from fear to faith, from fear and panic to calm and trust. And the theme or the message, like throughout the past 2 years, was not like panic and freak out, but it was just to be at peace and to understand where for many of us, we just normally panic when we want to panic. This is like our default emotional reaction when we're going through life. Those of us who get angry, we get angry when there's a situation that arises that gives us an opportunity to go to our default emotional expression. For some of us, it's fear. For some of us, it's frustration. For some of us, it's we go to this space of blaming other people, being angry with them. So for me, I'm grateful that I was able to see what my emotional default was. And just be very grateful as well for the body. And when I'm saying this, I'm literally sending a prayer to my body and to your body if you're going through something today. Where I'm just saying, thank you, body, for... You literally speak to your body, and this is so good. Like, thank you, heart. Thank you, kidneys, for your healing power. For you have the power, the ability to heal yourself. Thank you, all the blood vessels and all the nerves and organs in my body. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for giving me this healing energy. Thank you that my body, in its divine intelligence, knows how to heal itself. And it just makes you feel so much better. Trusting and knowing that the body does heal. I can get better. So a huge chunk of this broadcast today is about faith. It's about mindset. It's also about the power of your words. So if you think that the outcome is going to be negative and it's scary and it's going to be you against the world and you are a victim of the world and you are a victim of your body and stuff like that, then chances are you will have a more difficult experience going through life. So this is an encouragement to someone out there who might need it. Watch what you think. But more importantly also, watch what you say and watch what you focus on. Every single day, you will be given an opportunity to focus on something. And notice, like, if you start focusing, go get the information. But don't allow yourself to be flooded by so much negativity and fear that you shift your energy from trusting the process of life to just becoming afraid and sticking your head in the ground and hiding, or like the sky is falling. Like, I'm all for taking precautions and being careful, but I'm not for fear. And it's something that I'm still learning as I go through life, but I hope this encourages someone today who just wants to shift that energy of fear to perhaps faith, from fear to maybe love, the fear to maybe trusting. And it's very powerful because life will unfold, I think this is my experience, predominantly based on the emotions that we are focusing on. So why would you want to create a life of fear when you can create a life of love? Thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful to you. If it was, feel free to share it to someone. God bless you.